to welcome a performer who featured last week, and she had performing with her and doing great job. She had Mike Santoro with her on keyboard, and also some colorful comments as well, some repartee. I'm talking about writer Suzanne Owens. Please welcome Suzanne Owens and Mike Santoro.
Hello. Don't do that. Don't do that. I say the title. That's not okay. That's fine. All right. Sure. Okay. Yeah. I'll just wait for your cue. Okay. I probably won't.
Hello. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Ira. Hi.
Thank you.
Is that too loud?
No.
Okay, thank you. I want to say thanks to everybody, and looking forward to this wonderful feature and the wonderful night. And I'd like to welcome my son, Cullen, who's here. And he came from Wilmington in the snow, and he's flying to Holland for 4 years in 2 weeks. So I'm getting as much as I can of him. And so this is dedicated to him, and this is collaboration between me and Mike. And it's called The Embarrassing Moment. Get it? Sarah Palin. The Embarrassing Moment.
I think it's fine. Hold on, we're just...
That's okay.
I think it's good. It doesn't have to... Thank you, Jake. Thanks. Do you want to do the title one more time?
The Embarrassing Moment.
Okay. A woman is rushing down a city street, approaching a homeless man in the distance. He's sitting on the ground, leaning against a building. The voices you will hear are the thoughts of the woman and the homeless man.
Oh, my God, I'm late again. Will I ever learn to leave a little early? Parking was terrible.
Here comes another one. A real heel clicker, moving like she's in a race.
I'm so worried about this appointment and the results of my biopsy.
I think she's even walking faster now that she sees me.
Oh, I really hate this section of town. I feel so uncomfortable. So many homeless, like that guy sitting over there against that building. Is it his fault or what?
I really don't want anything from her.
I hope he doesn't want any money from me.
All I want is for her to recognize that I exist.
Oh, I hope he doesn't want to talk to me.
Well, they're not talking to each other. They're walking around as if they're invisible, looking straight ahead, making no eye contact, acting like they don't exist.
Am I scared? Maybe I should just cross the street and avoid him.
Maybe I shouldn't be offended if they avoid me. They avoid each other.
Maybe I'm embarrassed.
I've given up the feeling of embarrassment.
I'm mad at myself. Just, do I feel guilty because I just wish he wasn't there?
I bet she'd feel better if I wasn't here.
How did he get there anyway? Leaning against that building. All he needs is a shave and clean clothes. Do I feel I'm better than he is because I made something of my life?
I was just like you once. I walked through these same streets in a hurry to get somewhere important, then things changed.
I wonder what his childhood was like. Did he come from a poor family, maybe? Or did he even have a family? I wonder what really happened to him.
There was a flash of lights, screeching brakes, my wife screaming, my son calling, Daddy. I woke up in a hospital.
The thing that really scares me is it could happen to me.
I knew they were gone. I tried to continue, but I didn't care.
What if I lost my job? Then my house?
Didn't care about anything.
What if I lost my children?
Bills pile up. Before you know it, I'm standing outside of my house looking up at it, wondering, does anything matter?
What if I only have a few months left to live?
Why did I get to keep my life?
What would I do?
Oh no, she's slowing down. She's looking right at me.
I'm standing right in front of him now. We're looking at each other.
I'm looking at you.
I'm looking at you.
And now,
I am
looking
into your eyes. I can hear the sound of my own voice. I could be you.
You could be me.
You could be me.
I could be you.
Anything
could happen
to anyone.
Good job, yeah, good job.